What would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
Well, District 9 is entirely in Minnehaha County. There's lots of rural and agricultural area in the district, but it also has communities of Hartford, Humboldt, and Crooks, plus the northwest portion of Sioux Falls. And I think what's important to know is that there's just a lot of great, hardworking South Dakotans in the area. We have a preponderance of families, more so than you'd find in the rest of the state. When you look at averages, there's a high percentage of individuals in that 29 to 45 child-rearing age. We also have more ethnicity in District 9 than the rest of South Dakota. And again, hardworking people, but haven't achieved the higher ranks of income that you might see again in the rest of the state. I'd say that as I've gone door to door, you know, there are many individuals that are engaged in the issues, but unfortunately, there's far too many that are unregistered and aren't prepared to vote. So I'm hoping we can change that before the election.
Discuss a major issue or a topic that you want the legislature to address.
I guess I'm a real big believer in free enterprise, and I think that any time government gets involved in our lives and commerce, it's a concern. One item that's of great interest to me is the regulations that the state have that caps the number of skilled nursing beds in South Dakota. And I'm real honored. I've been asked to chair a summer study committee for the legislature that's actually going to look into the reasons that we have those caps, what benefits we derive from them, and any issues those caps might be causing for the citizens of South Dakota. So there's definitely an interest in, again, free enterprise and what we might be doing in the nursing home industry. I think there's some other issues that are swirling around in the state. One of them is, and it's gotten a lot of press, is Medicaid expansion. Where I'm at there is that it's certainly in my house, when we look at our income, we also look at our expenses. There's two sides to an income statement. So like if we were to get a new job, we wouldn't go out and immediately look for ways to spend the money until we were sure the job was going to work out. Likewise, I think it's ill-advised for the state to start talking about taking on a huge, expensive program like Medicaid expansion before the federal government has demonstrated that they're going to keep their promise to Native Americans by increasing the coverage for Native Americans or reimbursing the state at a higher level for Medicaid that we hope to achieve some savings. But the federal government's been very poor. They've got a long history of not properly covering Indian health costs. So like I do in my own home, I want to make sure that we really have the savings before we start spending the money. Another issue that I think is going to come back, and we dealt with it in a big way this last year, is education funding. I've heard rumors of those that want to go in and tweak the formula. While I'm always open to looking at both sides of the issue, I think that I'd like to give what we did a little more time before we start adjusting things. So those are maybe three of the big issues that I think are going to be of interest.
What legislation or solutions will you bring forward to deal with these different types of problems?
I think unlike some others, I don't believe that I have to introduce a lot of legislation. It's like I'm not trying to get another notch in my belt for introducing legislation. In many ways, I think we've got too many laws as it is, and they oftentimes have unintended consequences. But I like to look at each issue on all sides and hopefully influence legislation that's going through. Like this last year on education funding, I did a lot of work on spreadsheets to try and forecast forward on a six-year basis what was going to happen in each district. I had tried to help other legislators understand that before we made a decision. It ended up earning me the name nickname Spreadsheet because I like to dive into the detail. That said, to be more direct, I know that, I'm confident that this summer study committee on the moratorium on nursing home beds or expansion of nursing home beds, that will probably result in some legislation. And since I'm chairing that committee, I'd be an active part in that.